And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Would you guys be averse to, like, when we have artists come in, they do celebrity versions of it. We take them to the studio and they do, like, Sam Hunt doing one of his, and be like, hey, girl, it's a podcast. Big D and Bubba's Podcast.
I think it's great.
I think it's great, except I hate the idea of asking.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, will you sing our song? You know, with that guy.
Yeah.
That was his whole thing.
Hey, I want to get this out there because it's a big deal. This Wednesday is the very last day to order your Father's Day set from Harrys.com. We talked about it on last week's podcast. We're going to bring it up again because, well, they're our sponsor. But more importantly, because it's awesome. You know, your dad is coming up here for Father's Day. You're like, what am I going to get my dad? Or you're going to be one of those people who waits to the last minute and screws it all up. This is your chance to do the right thing for dad. Get him something he'll actually, one, want, and two, use, and save yourself some money at the same time. This Wednesday is the last day to order to get your Father's Day set from Harrys.com in time for the holiday. Order right now. Go to Harrys.com. Enter our code, which is Big D with no spaces, Big D. You do that at the checkout. You get $5 off your Father's Day set, which includes a really nice razor. It's a chrome Winston handle. It's pretty sharp looking. It looks good.
Now, I see what you did there.
Pretty sharp there. Okay. It looks really good up on the counter there in your bathroom, and it's got a really cool Harry's razor stand that you can stand it up in, and it looks sharp. And also you get three of the Harry's high quality German engineered blades. They're sweet. Also a bottle of shaving cream or foaming gel, and you want to get that shipped straight to your door or your dad's door. It's a stress free way of getting a great gift for your dad. No lines, no hassle. And again, go and enter our code Big D at Harrys.com during checkout and get $5 off your Father's Day set. Now, do it.
I usually have to kind of, if you want to get, for me anyway, if I want to get something for Father's Day, I have to kind of tell them what I want, or I have to go get it.
I just went out and bought mine.
What'd you get? Oh, your Pebble?
No, not my Pebble. No, that was just a gift to me for being cool. No, I went and I got that rifle. That's my Father's Day and birthday.
Yeah.
Father's Day and birthday gift all wrapped into one.
That's a nice one, too.
Yeah.
That's the best when you're playing Call of Duty. You hear
from the back.
Yeah.
Some dude. Yeah, and you know what was funny is I had several options because I had it built custom. And I had several options of how to build it. And what a lot of people were saying, go blackout, you know, because it's a bigger round. It's closer to 308 and all that. But I stayed 5.56 just because of the sheer number of rounds of 5.56 I have at my house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big believer in stick
standard.
Yes, finest standard. You know, I love 40 Smith & Wesson. I've got a lot of 40. I got a 380 that I carry pretty often, so I have a lot of 380 ammo, and you know, just because of my M4, I've got a ton of 5.56 rounds in several different loads, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna stick with this, because even with the 5.56, it's good for about 300 yards.
Yeah, and you're not gonna need more than that, man. Just unless you're showing off.
You never know if you're gonna need.
I mean,
it.
You
never really know, and you know,
never need. Yeah.
So that's that was my Father's Day gift for me.
Patrick's going on vacation. He's going to be leaving tomorrow, I think.
Yep.
And going to be on the your family. Is it your whole family? Everyone
whole
goes
family.
To the beach.
Yeah. It's like 30 plus people in. Yeah, it's great.
I don't think I have 30 family members.
Well, you know how it is. Okay, so my mom and dad, and then I'm one of four boys. So this, and then all of our you know, their wives, their kids, my daughter, and then it's just gotten to be extended over the years where we had, when we were younger, we'd all bring a friend, and then those people have been coming with us every year for almost 20 years now.
The friends, so,
the
still
friends,
go?
Yeah, the same ones. Like my little brothers.
What
happened to
your friends who get married? They don't. They leave.
They're still bringing. They're bringing their significant others. They become like part of the family.
Oh wow!
So it's interesting.
So you guys stay in the same hotel?
Yeah, we stay in the same hotel. We get like five rooms. You know,
five rooms for 30 people.
But it's five condos with three bedrooms each. Oh, right. You know, gotcha, it ends up being yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys just rent a whole city?
Well, we thought about doing one of these big houses where you could, you know, you rent one of these big houses
that, sleeps that many people.
But we like being around other people. We're so, you know, it's kind of fun to be in one of the big condos where there's a lot of other people.
Yeah.
You know, it was more fun when we were young and we wanted to be there where all the girls were, you know. But
did you ever meet someone when you were a kid on vacation?
One year I had my beach romance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still remember her.
A little summer loving.
Yeah, I was like 20 years old.
You don't know.
I have
you
no
look
idea
up on Facebook?
Nope, because I don't remember. I don't remember her last name. I just remember her first name.
What was it?
It was Shay. S-H-E-A. Yeah.
Shay.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Patrick. What's your name?
Shay.
Oh, hi,
yeah, very
Shay.
Funny. Very funny. No, man, she was, you know, she was just a pretty blonde girl. That's all I remember about her.
Mm.
I don't remember much else.
Yeah. Well, but, good. You guys will have fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
You going to do some scuba diving or anything?
Nah, I did some parasailing last year. I went parasailing.
That sounds so frightening.
Yeah, no, it was the most peaceful, relaxing thing I've ever done. It's just expensive to do it, and it lasts like, you know, 5 minutes. So it's kind of not worth it.
How do you get down? Do you just glide down? Or do you, I mean, do
you
no,
they
go
reel
into the water?
You back in.
Oh,
like
they
have,
reel.
Yeah, they have
right,
like,
right.
You're on a winch. You're on, yeah. Sitting on the back of the boat with the parachute behind you. And they go, okay, you ready? Yeah. And then they release it and you just take off, go straight up.
Oh, but that feeling is like, whoa.
It's amazing. And when you're up there, everything gets, because, you know, you fly, but there's always an engine. Like when you're up at that air, up there.
Up in that air.
Up in that air.
When you're up in that air. Hey.
I've come too far.
You're up there in the parachute. You think it would be loud. You know, because of the wind. No, but it's suddenly quiet and very peaceful.
You start
can
crying.
Just see everything. No, no.
No. Bubba, you ever done any kind of, you ever bungeed?
I bungee jumped.
Yeah, you did that once.
I did that and it was stupid and I will never do it again.
So is it on one of those platforms?
It was like a crane type deal.
Yeah.
And you go up and you know, put the straps on it. Was because there's different places you could actually bungee. They could attach it to your waist or they do your feet. I did the ankles and it was the worst thing I ever experienced in my life
because of the ankles.
I don't remember what. No, just the whole thing sucked. I mean, you know me. I stood up there and I'm like, what? You know, and I just stood there for a while. And then you got all the people on the bottom going, come on. Yeah. It's you have to kind of lean forward and fall off, and
that's terrible.
And you're having to trust it, and I'm sorry, you know me and my trust issues.
Yes,
it was not a good day, man. But
so
I did it.
Did you sit down on the platform or were you standing?
I'm standing.
Oh wow, I would have to sit down,
and you gotta lean forward and just go for it. And it was the dumbest thing I'd ever done.
No.
When did you realize this was dumb? Like when you got up there?
When I got up
jumped?
There, before I even got in, before I got in, I'm like, well, this is stupid.
Did you want to say, why didn't you just think, I'm not doing this? Because it was too late?
Yeah. At that point, yeah.
Yeah, I did a thing when I was in high school. I went to Russia and I was there for an exchange program for a month or so. And we did a ropes course in northern New York, and we're just up in the mountains, and we're just team building. And there's comes to a point at the end where they have a platform, and there's not another rope after that. It's the end.
Yeah.
End of the line. And they have a thing out of your reach, like a handle,
like a ring. You have to jump and get the brass ring.
Yes, and you grab it, and it you don't grab it. You can't grab it,
You have to reach. You have to leap for it.
It's just to get you to jump because you got to jump.
Even you with your monkey arms couldn't reach it.
I don't know because I didn't do it.
No.
So then they what do they call that? Not belay, but when they have you tied off and they pretty much keep you.
It's called belay.
Belay, yeah. Okay, so they've had to recruit 4 or 5 extra people so that they can counterweight my weight, and I go, I'm not doing this. And the guy,
I'm sorry, it just hit me. They had to have 4 or 5 people to counter your weight.
That's a joke. The guy's going, he has a bullhorn, and he's going, you have to do this. And I was like, no, I don't. That was that point in my life when I kind of, we all have that part where we kind of grow up and you start to be who you are as an adult moving forward in life. Yeah. And it's going to affect the decisions you do in life.
Yep.
And that was the moment for me of, I'm not going to do that just because everyone else did that. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. You know what he told me? You will regret this the rest of your life. And I was, that was when, the more he was talking, the more it cemented into me that he's a moron and I'm not going to do this.
You will always look back on this moment and wish you would have jumped to be part of the team.
I don't remember the team names anymore. I don't remember his name. I don't remember the people who were on the team. And I spent weeks and weeks and weeks with them. I don't remember their names.
You know,
me jumping,
there's some
had nothing
truth
to do
to
with
the
that.
Basic philosophy of that, which is that the only things in my life so far that I regret are the things I didn't try when I had the things I didn't do.
When I had the chance. Skydiving.
No, I mean seriously. But I get what you're saying. I can't imagine that I would regret not jumping at the ropes course. I don't think I would care.
It was just like he made it like it was a huge moment for me in my life. And actually, I guess it kind of was. I that's when I went, you know what? Just because someone says to do it, I'm not going to go do
that. That day you became a man.
Kind of
stood up for yourself.
And you know what I did? It was harder. I had to go back through the ropes course. I went right back. I went backwards and then climbed down that ladder.
You went against the grain. Mm-hmm.
Yep, sure did. I regret all that.
I regret jumping.
I'm telling you, man, I always feel that. Like, I think about the girls that I didn't kiss. You know, that moment where you go, I wonder if I should kiss this girl or not. You know, I wonder.
Always
if,
do it.
And I, you know, and I'm kind of a chicken when it comes to girls, you might have noticed. And, those are the ones where I look back, not recent ones, but like you look back at being 18 and going, I wonder if that girl was into me. Yes, she probably was. And you're an idiot because you didn't do anything about it.
Speaking of girls, you had your fourth date last night with.
No, it's tonight.
I thought it was last night.
No.
What is her name? We don't even know her name.
I'm not telling your name.
And Stacy and I were talking about this last night. She goes, so what's up with Patrick lately? Did he find a girl? I said, I said, he's got another pretend girlfriend that he's gone on his fourth date with. And she's like, why do you say pretend? I said, because he never lets us meet the girls he goes out with. So I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all.
Good for you. I'm glad
you're making
me.
This whole thing up.
That's right. I am.
Good try, Bubba.
She has a very... She has an unusual name. I've never met anyone with that name before. So if I say her name, there's no... If her name was Mary, I would be like, oh, her name's Mary. But, yeah.
Is it Shay?
No, it's not Shay.
What race is she?
She's, a white girl.
Okay, I just didn't know if maybe it was like a different...
That's just one of those things. If I say her name, anybody that knows her is going to know. It's not her...
Her name is
Caitlin. She has not signed the consent form yet.
Her name is Caitlin.
That she wants to be part of the radio show.
Have you talked to her about all that?
Nah. You know what? I might have to bring that up tonight. Like, look, you realize that we keep, like, this is going to happen. You're going to get talked about.
Does she know what you do?
Yeah, she knows what I do.
Okay.
But
what do you tell her?
Okay, because she doesn't listen to the show. And she knows that I'm part of a radio show. But if you don't listen to this show, you might not realize that all we do is talk about everything.
Real things.
There's no secrets. Yeah. So.
So she just thinks that's like you sell insurance.
Yeah.
And then you go home and that's your other life.
Right. Like, every other girl. Person And that's fine. We're just not at that point yet where I feel like she has to become part of the show. So we'll get there. Hmm. Or we won't. We'll see.
We'll get there or we won't. Big stuff in the news this week is the transracial thing. Have y'all seen all that?
Dude, I was just looking at that. The girl works in NAACP, and she is, when you see a picture of her, she looks like she is a black woman.
No, she doesn't.
Well, she looks like she could have a little bit.
Yes, she does.
No.
And then they show pictures of when she was a kid, and she really looks super white. Here's the thing, straight from Wisconsin white.
Okay, she's the president of the – people keep going, oh, my God, it's the president of the chapter of the NAACP. That's not a big deal because technically you don't have to be, you know, a black person to be the president of a chapter of the NAACP. The problem is that she talks about herself
– as being black.
As if she is black. She's written about it. They showed Facebook. The interesting thing is,
there, you know, you have a lot of people, especially from the black community, just railing on her online, saying that, you know, race is defined by skin color, not how you feel. And then you have the same argument with the Caitlyn Jenner thing. And, you know, sex was defined by your organs, not by how you feel. So you've got this crazy, there are two different
camps. She wants to be black. Why isn't she black? She lives her life as though she is black. And I'm not saying I agree with that, but that's the other side of the argument is, who's to say she thinks she's an African-American, is what she calls herself, then I don't know. But I'm sorry, but you're not. You're not.
You're not.
That's, it goes back to it. You're not.
I want to be a giraffe, but you know what? I'm not.
You're not.
It doesn't matter how many, you know,
suits I can put on.
Out of
all the animals on the planet, you picked a giraffe?
You know, I just read a thing. I just read a thing that said, you know, it's unfair for white people to profit off the struggle of black people. Look, if that's not true, if she wanted to be a civil rights leader and make that her life's work and be part of the NAACP, good for you if that's what you believe in. It gets weird when you start lying. It gets weird when you start saying that you're black. You have a picture of a black man and say that that's your father when it comes out that it's not your father. This is your father. Jimmy the white guy from Montana is your father.
Yeah.
Okay. You're lying.
Yep. Yeah.
That's not going to go away. That's going to be a big story for a couple of days.
Well, the thing is, was Michael Jackson, was he transracial?
I mean,
I always still saw him.
What do they call it, vitiligo?
Supposedly, made his skin white, and then we all know he did other things to bleach it
or whatever. But you know what? I still always saw him as black, even when he at the end there. My biggest thing is I couldn't get past his nose job.
Yeah,
I
mean, he was trans Peter Pan
Dean.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because wasn't that his thing? He wanted to be Peter Pan. He had Neverland Ranch. He had the whole thing, and he had the Peter Pan cartoon nose. Never thought of that.
Yeah, you might be right.
He had transformed himself into the boy that never grew up.
Yeah, lots of deep stuff there.
There's a lot of deep stuff there.
If you guys could be someone or anything else, what would you want to do?
Well, you know what? I would want to be, you know what? I'm happy being me. I know this sounds crazy.
I want to be skinnier.
Well, you can't do trans thin.
Yeah. No. I'm just asking. I would want to be thinner. I don't want to be skinny. That's the difference. I don't even want to be like what you see, like guys who are in good shape and they're just thin, like 190 pounds.
Yeah.
210. I want to be like 280, 260.
No. You know, I lately look at two people that came by here, Chris Jansen and Mo Pitney, who are both
very thin.
Very thin. And I don't know, man. I know it's awkward for them to be as thin as they are, you know, but
awkward to them.
I mean, because I have friends who I haven't talked to either of them about it, but I know people who are that, when you're really thin, it's awkward.
It's just a gangly thing.
Yeah, you know, and they were picked on because they were really skinny and all this stuff, you know, like the guy we used to work with who was really, really skinny. And he had been picked on his whole life for it. I get it. It's a similar thing, but I don't know. I feel like that would be a lot easier to live with than this. At least you fit in the seat on the airplane. You know,
there's a real stigma with fat too, though. You know, it's a lot worse. The other one, it's just kind of, there's not a negative. With the overweight, with fat, it's very negative.
My ex-wife was very skinny, especially when she was younger. And she, you know, the one thing she said that I always remembered was, no one has ever come up to you and gone, oh, my God, you are so fat. What's wrong with you? Why are you so fat? Do you have an eating disorder? Is that why you're fat? She goes, no one has ever come up to you and said that. Because people do that to skinny people all the time.
Wow.
She said, oh, my God, why are you so skinny? Are you sick? Are you anorexic? Is something wrong with you?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because people don't feel like, you know.
It's a bad thing.
Oh, yeah.
They don't see it as a bad
thing. They'll just say it. And I'm like, oh, I guess that makes sense, and that would suck. But I'd still rather be skinny than fat. There's no question.
Yeah.
I don't want to be skinny. I just want to be in shape. Yeah. As you said, you know, you just want to be where you look good in clothing. You know what? Where you look good with your shirt off. I'm down with that, too.
Yeah. There's never a world in which I'm going to look good with my shirt off.
Even if you lost all that weight, you'd still have all the skin.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you'd have to get the skin cut off. And I don't know how that looks. I guess pretty good.
I don't know anyone who's had it that I've seen. So.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think they talk about it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of places that do it, though.
Not to get too weird, but you know what I've decided? I wish my belly was a different shape. No, seriously, this sounds stupid, but like I was hanging out with my daughter and her best friend, and then you know her parents last weekend, mm-hmm. and so we were all at the pool, and her best friend's dad, he has a big belly, but he has. A big, solid, perfectly round belly, you know?
I have a big, solid, perfectly round belly.
I don't. Mine has a line in it right there. You see? I have this weird, like, belly shape. And so I don't know. It's like, that's why I don't like to take my shirt off.
With a perfectly round one, your belly pokes out more.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I look pregnant from the side. You don't have that.
No, I think my belly just hangs down too much or something.
Mine doesn't hang down.
Your
pants up.
Probably from me. I've always worn my pants like, you know, a little too high.
Because it looks like a line crease on your belly from you pulling your pants up.
And it's there.
Well, why? Who told you to do that? Why didn't your mom tell you? Well, don't pull your pants up, son.
Frankie was doing that for a while. And I was like, dude, bring that down.
Yeah.
And he.
Too late now. Too late.
See, now.
Because now if I do it, my pants hang over the line too much. My belly hangs over the line. And it looks ridiculous. Look at that. That's not good.
Over the line.
Over the line. That's bad.
Call that a fault?
Did you get that?
Like in
Yeah.
That's Lebowski.
Yeah, I was called it a fault, like in bowling.
You're gonna make it a fault. Sorry.
This isn't NOM. There are rules.
There are rules.
I want to watch. There are times I want to watch a Big Lebowski and like keep my kids around. I'm like, I can't.
Dang it.
I still haven't watched it with my wife yet.
I told you I'll watch it with Kathy and
she didn't get it.
Well, I finally turned it off because like, I can tell you're not into this. And she's like, I just know.
Sometimes you just know it's not going to be.
You know, she's watched clips on YouTube with me. I'll like say something and she's like, huh? And I'm like, oh, it's a Lebowski thing. Watch. And I'll pull it up on YouTube and she goes, oh, I get it. You know, like, you know, don't mess with the Jesus.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And she's like, I really want to watch that movie. It looks funny. So if she's seen the clips and she thinks it's funny, then she might get it.
She might. I mean, she might. It's just so great. It's just the best. It's a lot better.
The thing that makes it so great with you is, or at least for me with you, is that it doesn't seem to me like the type of movie you would like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but you love it.
It's almost Fargo-esque.
I love Fargo.
I hate Fargo. I could not stand Fargo. I think I would have liked Fargo if I could have gotten past the You Betches.
That's part of it, though.
It was overkill, man.
Yeah, well.
It was a lot.
I get you a toenail. I get you a toe by 3 o'clock with polish. Amateurs. That is my absolute favorite line in the whole
movie. Is this your homework, Larry? Is this your homework, Larry?
The people who are Lebowski fans totally follow. Everyone else is like, I don't understand why y'all are.
Are you happy now? Oh, boy. Just great.
I would love to give a spoiler. That movie would have been great if it wasn't for that one thing that happens in it. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to spoil it for somebody. But there is the one person who dies.
Oh, dude. Lebowski's been out for 2 decades. I think we can talk about it.
But this, you know, when Donnie
die when Donnie dies at the end of the movie.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
That ruined it. I'm like, what are you doing? Donnie's Donnie.
But that gave us a scene when they are spreading his ashes.
And it goes true.
And he spreads it all over the dude's face and his beard.
True.
The best. Oh, God, dog it. Love that so much. I just do.
I just like Donnie.
I never really cared for Donnie.
Like Walter.
I always went for Walter. That's my character. I liked him the best.
I like the dude.
And of course, everyone loves the dude, but Walter was that, you know.
We've got to work on getting him in here one day.
I would love to.
Doesn't he do music and all that, Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, but I haven't been able to break that.
He does do music? He's in a band or something?
I've been trying to get non-singers on the show a lot, like actors and stuff, and I am getting shot down left and right.
Well,
I even try using the AFN angle. Like, we are the official...
Yeah,
you know, radio show of AFN country, and they're
support
like
support our military. Yeah, yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to do it when they want to do it.
You know what it is? It's that radio people
have burned the bridges. Yes,
and radio has this terrible reputation. You know, and I'm going to say this: one of the people who probably once upon a time screwed it up for all of us that is probably going to make it better in the long run is Howard Stern, because Stern is getting famous for interviewing people now, and he's doing these great in-depth serious interviews with people that everybody wants to do.
But back in the day,
I don't think of him as one of the bad ones, but you know what I'm talking about. You've got George Clooney calls into a radio show and then they act like an idiot, you know, and they burn him. They play pranks on him, they do whatever. And so radio's got this reputation for...
Well, you know, we used to do that.
No, we never did that with...
Yeah, but you know what? That's part of what makes radio great. It's so...
Off the cuff and unrehearsed.
Well,
and,
for us anyway, it is like the wild, wild west with us. You know, it's fun. You know, and it's, you know, unfortunately, a lot of radio, it's gotten so formulaic and predictable and, you know...
What I'm talking about. The really stupid pranks on, you know, when someone's calling in to promote whatever, and you know that, and you've set it up on that basis. And then that's the difference between us and any TV show, whether it's daytime, nighttime, whatever. There's like an understanding that I'm here to promote this, and we can talk about other stuff too, but don't burn it.
Yeah, I think the way we've always approached it is, hey, we're gonna get your stuff out, and then we're gonna have fun.
Yeah,
you know, and that's
and the people who know us, like the country artists, they all understand that, and they all come on the show all the time. But actors and movie stars and TV people, they don't tend to trust radio in general, and
we probably don't trust media in general either. But
that, and they look at country and they go, "Now what's that now?"
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Anyway,
hmm.
I didn't bring it up, but I was trying to get Kevin Spacey. And I had gotten what I thought. I broke through, and like there were several emails back and forth, and I really thought the AFN angle was going to work. And then she asked me for samples of when other actors are non-music personalities had been on the show, and I sent them of interviews, you know, we had done with TV people and stuff. And
right.
I'm like, this is going to be it. And then I got I'm sorry, but at this time, Kevin's not going to do any radio interviews that are music radio related.
Don't give up. You're fighting the good fight, man.
Do you think it was because when you sent the clips, they didn't like our clips?
I don't know. Cause the clips were good. And then like I said, we've treated the people respectfully and the interviews were fun and they got their stuff out. And I just don't know. I don't think they wanted to do it because, you know, Kevin Spacey's publicist
names are Big D and
sees
Bubba.
Big D and Bubba and country music and thinks, you know. But it was for D. It was so I could get Kevin Spacey and Bubba's into it now too. Like I want I just want you to come Frank Underwood us a little bit. I want you to come on the show.
He does it for everyone.
Yeah.
He does it all the time.
He does it in commercials. He's doing it on video games. I want him to come on and go, do you really think I'm going to sit here and listen to this? You think I'm going to come on your show and tell you what you want to hear?
Did I? Do you think I got when he's in the scene with the the yard?
I've been elected, you know, by this district 11 times. You think that's just luck and a firm handshake? I love that scene. It's episode 3, by the way. It's my favorite scene in the whole series.
House of Cards, what we're talking about, by the way.
House of Cards. Kevin Spacey is the best.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I was bored yesterday. I had a little time, and I was looking on Netflix. Netflix has become to me what cable really became to me 3 years ago. It is constant clicking. Like, okay, no.
That's me with Hulu.
No.
I've got my little Netflix list or whatever, and that's pretty much all I browse now because I put a bunch of stuff in there, and I'm like, I'm going to watch this. And if I can't find something in that to watch, I just need to turn it off and leave.
Wow, they've got so much stuff, but it's all kind of like, it's just off a little bit. Like, oh, this is a really great one, oh, but I've seen it. And then it's like, oh, okay. And then there's like one of those. And then there's like 30 of things like, what is this? Wow.
If you liked.
Yeah.
Those if you liked or because you watched so-and-so and you're like, No, you got me all wrong.
Yeah, and then you start you kind of watch something for a little bit, and it thinks that that's what you're into, and then all of a sudden you get all the weird stuff that you're really not into, because you're just curious.
No, tell us more. Tell us more.
Yeah, Dean, what are you talking about?
What are you watching there?
That's so funny. Okay, well, have a good vacation, Patrick.
I will. At least one time during vacation, by the way, I'm going to make sure I have enough battery on my phone and hopefully some cell service so that I can Periscope and do nothing on Periscope for an hour and see how many people watch it. Just put the Periscope on the ocean and the waves and just leave it there.
I think that's fantastic. That's exactly what you should do.
Just watch them go, oh, wow, we're at 30, 40, 50, 40. 30, 20, 2, 1, 0.
Yeah, I Periscope my softball games, and it's good luck, by the way. We actually play better whenever I Periscope. When I forget, we lose. It's weird. But, like, I Periscope my softball games, and it's interesting because, like, it starts off, it's so well, and then I put it down while I go out and play in the field, and I come back in, there's, like, three people still watching.
And you got
to
think.
And I get, yeah. I make sure to, you know, I'm like, hello. And I go through the list to see their names. I'm like, hi, so-and-so. Thanks for sticking with us through this.
Yeah.
You know, because they've got to be pretty bored to be watching that.
Yeah. I mean, wow.
Somebody actually wrote the other day during the game. They said, I obviously don't follow enough people on Periscope if I'm watching this. I laugh.
Periscope is great, but it's got to be in burst. It's got to be. Boom, 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 done. Mm-hmm. It can't be for like some big long drawn out thing because people are getting it. They're in their car, or they're you know at dinner or you know in the kitchen or something. They want to look at it and then get and then be done.
Yeah. And again, I will mention I'm not Periscoping this right now, but if you don't know what Periscope is, it's just a streaming video app where you can broadcast your life live to the internet, and anybody with a Droid or an Android or an iPhone can watch it, whether it's good or bad. They can watch it. Yeah. And, you know, some people are into it, some people aren't. I actually, I like doing little things. Like the other night, I felt like venting to somebody whenever I had that kid sleep over that went, you know, was like, I want to go home at like 11:30 or whatever at night. So I Periscoped. I vented. After I dropped him off, I'm like, don't let kids come sleep at your house and go home. This is dumb.
That is the worst. That's the worst.
Mr. Bubba, I want to go. I miss my Bubba.
Dude, when he started doing that, I was done. I'm like, you're out of here. See ya. You're going home.
You're banished, kid.
Is that the last time he's coming back?
Yeah, I told
is
him.
Is that Frankie's kid?
Friend? Yeah. I told him he's, you know, he's more than welcome to come over for play dates. And I still don't even like calling them play dates. With a boy, they got to say like hang time or something.
Play dates.
Like, we're having a play date. Oh, why don't you just say we're playing? He's coming over to play. We're not having a play date. He's a boy.
Yeah.
He's playing.
Boys don't have play dates.
We're going to come over and we're going to get muddy. Perfect. Call it that. We're going to come over and get stuff under our fingernails. Your kid's fingernails, by the way. When's the last time you inspected them?
The other day, actually, and they're nasty. Zach's are fine. Gunner's look like he's homeless.
My son, he came up to me like to give me something, and I was like, Dude.
What?
Go clip that. He looks like Howard Hughes.
Oh, because they're long? I thought you meant just dirt.
They're long, and there's like this underlying dirt thing. It's like, what cave have you been living in, boy?
No, the boys don't like long fingernails at all. If they don't clip them, they'll bite them down. But Gunner's left hand has got all these black spots on each knuckle because he's got a new glove, and it's black interior.
Mm-hmm.
And when he puts his hand in, so he gets it, just his hand gets stained for days after tournaments. So he looks like a coal miner kid. Got black lung, Dad.
All right. Well, I do want to mention again, the Harry's thing, because it is really, really cool. We talked about it earlier in the podcast. We talked it on the show, the whole thing. It's a great shaving kit for your Father's Day gift that you really should look into. You're trying to decide what to get your dad or the father in your life, and this Wednesday is the last day to make your order for this Harry's set to get the $5 off and to get it in time for the holiday. It is sweet. The gift set includes the Chrome Winston Handle Razor. It's cool looking. It looks great on the counter in the bathroom. Three of the Harry's high-quality German engineered blades, a bottle of shaving cream or foaming gel, also the Harry's new razor stand, which is kind of cool. Instead of taking your razor when you're done shaving and throwing it in that drawer with all your other old cruddy razors you've got thrown in there, now you put it, you clean it, and you put it on the stand, and it looks cool. It's like a presentation of manly.
Yeah.
Because, your wife's got all her stuff over by her side. So now you have your stuff, guys, and you're set. Make sure you get this for the father in your life. It's awesome. Again, $5 off the limited edition Father's Day set. Use our code when you're doing checkout. It's simply Big D, no spaces, BIGD, Big D at checkout. You'll save $5 and order by Wednesday, the last day to get your Father's Day set in time for the holiday. Order now, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.